Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Matt Hester, and in this screencast series, I'm going to cover off how to deploy Windows 8.1 with a bunch of great free tools that we have. In this part, in the first part here, we're just going to talk about some of the deployment methods that we have and some of the terminology, and then I'm going to kind of show you what it looks like when it's all put together. And in future screencast series, I'm going to show you how to actually make this environment from soup to nuts, how to actually stand up a deployment environment very, very easily. So one of the things when we look at the different deployment methods that we have for deploying Windows 8.1, and bear in mind, even though I'm going to focus on Windows 8.1 as the image that I'll deploy for these screencasts, the tools that I'm showing you can be used to deploy other versions of Windows as well as Windows servers. But when we ever look at the installation of Windows, it falls into really kind of three big buckets. We have user-driven installation. This is where the users kind of, if you go buy a CD at your favorite retail store and you actually download the bits and you actually put the CD or DVD in the drive and you go through that big long wizard, that Windows PE environment, that's a user-driven installation. We have light touch installation, and that's going to be the focus of the screencast series, but this involves, you know, what if you boot a system off of a network or boot a system off a USB drive and are able to deploy bits with just a little bit of interaction. And the interaction could be as little as you start the wizard, or it could be a little bit more. And that's what I'm going to focus on in this screencast series. Or you could do zero touch installation, where the user doesn't get involved, where you essentially just push that installation down into that environment. And really, when you look at the tools that are used to deploy this, regardless of what we have, there are lots of ways to help do light touch and zero touch installation, even user-driven installation. Some of the main tools that we have today, starting on the upper right-hand corner over there, is the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. And the MDT has been around for quite some time, and it's a free toolkit that actually helps you put together all the resources for your deployment infrastructure, as well as all the task sequences of how the order is going to occur. And we're going to look at how that is actually built in a future screencast. We also have System Center Configuration Manager, or SCCM. And this tool has also been around for some time as well. And the new enhancements that we have in R2 really help make deployment even easier. But this is when you want to get into zero touch. Of all the tools on the slide here, that's the only one that costs money. And System Center is great because it allows you to really scale out your deployments, really monitor deployment, provide some really enterprise-wide features that we have today. Once again, in the screencast series that we're going to do here, I'm going to focus on the free tools that we have. Also bear in mind, System Center Configuration Manager can actually tie in and work with the MDT toolkit that we have as well. They actually have some solid integration inside of it. Some other components that are actually kind of components that sit under the covers for us to work with as a part of our deployment process. The first one on the bottom left here is the Internet Explorer Administration Kit, or the IEAK. And what this is used to do is help design and configure your IE environments for your users to help give that enterprise control and functionality. Now, you might be thinking, so what, Matt, I can do that today with group policy, and that's fine and dandy, and really, I think group policy, if you're going to start after deployment, is a great way to kind of have your enforcement. I like the fact that they almost are complementary, where you start a deployment of a fresh desktop with IE configured in a certain way, and you use group policy to keep it that way. The other tool here, and it's actually been renamed, is the Windows Assessment and Deployment Kit, or the WADK. Now, this actually used to be the Windows Automated Installation Toolkit, or the WAIK, W-A-I-K, but it has been rebranded. But essentially, this is the tool that sits under the covers and really helps create the answer files for installations. Anytime you go through an installation, and once again, if you buy that CD from a retail store, what are you actually creating when you go through that wizard and typing in your computer name and various things? You're creating an answer file. Well, the nice thing about light touch and zero touch deployments and the type of the deployment methodologies we'll see in the screencast series is that really what you're doing is creating your own answer file, and essentially you're actually creating your own installation media. And we'll talk more about that as we get inside of the screencast that we have in store for you. Now, when you look at this, what are some highlights of the different installation methods that are out there? We have light touch. This is where it's partially or fully automated deployments. And when I say fully automated here, that might be something where you actually have to start the Pixie boot on a system, where you actually have to tell the client boot off that USB stick. This does not have configuration Configuration Manager, and it's really just in time when you look at configuration settings, and we'll show you how that's deployed. And once again, that's going to be the focus of our screencast series. We have user driven. Once again, this can be partially or fully in automated installations. This is with Configuration Manager in the background and just in time configurations. Or once again, you could just put up a CD in the environment using Windows Deployment Services to actually just give it a full blown automated install. Although, generally speaking, in enterprise environments, you'll use Configuration Manager. And then Zero Touch is the other installation method we have. This is fully automated. You don't have to do anything other than push a button, and that package is going to come barreling down. It does require Configuration Manager, and you have to do a lot of configuration settings in advance to make this work. The main difference between Light Touch and Zero Touch installation, my friends, is simply this. Think of Light Touch installation as you actually have to pull. You actually have to do something to start the process to pull this down. And with Zero Touch installation, you actually are pushing those configurations down to those users and actually take a look at it. So let's go ahead and take a look at what this looks like in action. And what I'm going to show you in this screencast is just kind of what it looks like at the end result. And then in the next couple of screencasts, I'll actually show you how I built the environment that was used for this deployment. Well, let's take a look how this deployment works. So in this particular demo, I'm going to show you what it looks like at the very end of the results, kind of my easy bake oven. What happens after you put all these pieces and parts together and you get a deployment environment? And then in future screencasts, I'm actually going to show you how this all works. So here I have just a client virtual machine. I just have my virtual machine currently turned off. I'm going to go ahead and fire it up and turn it on. It's going to actually be, it's already configured to use Pixie Boot, so it's going to ask me here in a second, do I want to actually do a Pixie Boot? So I'm going to hit Enter to actually hit the network boot service. And what's happening here as it's loading inside of my environment is that it's actually loading a customized WIM file that I actually created as a part of the MDP deployment process, and it's loading this image into the background for us to use. Now it's going to come up, and by the way, you can customize any of these screens. It's all part of the MDT process. The Microsoft Deployment Toolkit is the solution accelerator. You actually see it just doing a bit of information here, and it's going to say, what would you like to do? I'm going to go ahead and run the deployment wizard, but notice if I needed to, I could configure a static address and do all those things as well. So I'm going to go ahead and say run the deployment wizard. Now what it's going to ask me for here is actually a user ID and password for my demo environment. So I'm going to go ahead and just log on with my administrator credentials. And what that's going to be used for is actually to access the shares. Now, you could actually put all of this information inside of your answer file as a part of your configuration, so a user wouldn't be prompted for it. But I want to show you a little bit more of what's happening under the covers, and then I'm going to show you how you can manage it out in a future screencast. So I'm going to go ahead and select Windows 8.1 Enterprise. Notice I have a test deployment sequence here. I'm just going to leave that one there for now. I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. It's going to ask me, do I want to join a domain or leave it in a work group? I can give a computer name now. We'll just say Win8 test for that name. Once again, these are configuration options. If I were doing a migration, maybe I was migrating from Windows 7 or Windows XP, I can actually bring in the User State and Migration Toolkit as a part of this. And here's where I could actually move data to a certain shared location where I want to use those things. I also could possibly restore data that's here. Now, this is a fresh install, so for my particular purposes, this doesn't really do any good for me. I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. It's going to ask me for my locale and my time zone. I'll go ahead and give it a good old-fashioned central time. Here. I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. And if you think of what I just created, and some of you, this might look familiar. Hey, Matt, that looks like an answer file. And that's essentially what I just did. With the WADK integration on the back, and it helps make sure that everything gets properly formatted so that when I click on the Begin button, the actual installation starts to process. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Begin. And the installation's actually going to begin to process and work through this. Now, I'm not going to have you watch this whole screencast or the whole part of this installation. It does take about 10 to 20 minutes, depending on what's happening with my system during the day. But I wanted to give you an idea of what you can actually do as a big part of this and a big part of how easy this is to do. And the best part about this entire process, folks, is simply this. The tools that I'm going to show you how to use and how to actually build this environment are all built into Windows Server or they're free downloads. Now, if you want to do Zero Touch, that is going to cost you to actually go ahead and get System Center Configuration Manager, and I would recommend for enterprises, or if you want to do some high-end scaling, it is a great way to do this for the environment. I'm going to go ahead and just stop the screencast for now, say thank you so much, and come back and watch us in the future parts where I show you how all this magic happens. Thank you, and have a great day.